What's happening, everybody? On today's show, N'Kobe Dean, the big national champion linebacker, getting ready for the NFL draft. He is going to join us to talk about preparing for the draft and also give us a little glimpse into what to expect from this Georgia football team in 2022. Also, we'll run around the conference as we got tidbits, including some news at LSU, some transfers at South Carolina, Will Anderson, what to expect from him this year at Alabama. Tons of stuff to get into. Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome into Locked On SEC. Appreciate you guys for listening and making us your first listen every day. And a quick reminder, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts, including LockedOnSEC.com and on YouTube. I'm Chris Gordy. Thanks so much for listening. Let's jump into it. We got plenty to discuss. Let's go around the conference.
Boots out to the right. Intercepted. Makes the handoff.
What a catch. Around the conference.
And we start at LSU as Seven Banks, that's a name, S-E-V-Y-N, Seven Banks, a highly sought-after cornerback from Ohio State. He has announced his transfer destination. He's a former four-star cornerback, and he is heading to LSU to play for Brian Kelly. He entered the transfer portal earlier this offseason rather than heading to the NFL draft. And on Tuesday, he announced he is committed to LSU. In his four seasons in Columbus, Banks played in 24 games, recording 43 tackles, had an interception, 10 pass breakups, and a fumble recovery for a touchdown. So a big get for LSU at this stage in the offseason. Also on LSU, Corey Kiner, one of their running backs, he announced earlier this week he had entered the transfer portal. Now we know where he is headed. He's a Cincinnati native. And he's heading back home. He announced on social media he's going to play for the Cincinnati Bearcats in 2022. Kiner is a four-star member of LSU's 2021 recruiting class, appeared in 11 games for the Tigers in 2021, rushed for over 300 yards and two scores. Over at Alabama, big expectations for Will Anderson this year, building up his resume to be one of the best to ever play at Alabama. He was the subject of a breakdown by ESPN analyst Matt Stinchcomb, who was appearing on the McElroy and Kublik in the Morning Show on Jocks FM in Birmingham. And Stinchcomb said, look, he's like a long lever guy with crazy speed. He's more Jason Taylor to me than Derek Thomas in that he's got speed to power. I really don't know how you do a good job of anchoring against that because his first step is so great that you have to get out of your stance quickly, but then he transitions to power so well. I don't know, maybe it's the sleeves or something, but he said his arms are the most intimidating part about him. Will Anderson, of course, poised to have yet another monster season in Alabama, and I'm with Matt Stinchcomb. How do you block him? Who knows? Over at Auburn, some news. One of their quarterbacks who entered the transfer portal recently, Demetrius Davis. He was a freshman this past year, former four-star quarterback out of the state of Texas. On Monday, he announced where he is headed. He's headed to Alabama State, so he will stay in the Yellowhammer State. He was the number 24 quarterback in the 2021 class, number 35 overall recruit from the state of Texas. Meanwhile, over at South Carolina, they've lost a few players to the transfer portal following their spring game this past week. On Monday morning, tight end E.J. Jenkins announced he had entered the portal. Then on Monday, three more Gamecocks, including two D linemen, entered their names into the portal. Including defensive lineman Will Rogers, who took to Twitter to explain he is exploring his transfer options. Rogers was entering his fourth season at South Carolina. In his 3 years there, he saw action in one game, which came back in 2019. Over at Georgia, they got some moving and shaking going on as they wrapped up their spring practice. On Tuesday, it was reported Georgia D lineman Tymon Mitchell has entered the portal. He appeared in six games for the Bulldogs over the past three seasons, recording a total of 11 tackles. He was a former four-star recruit, big defensive tackle in 2019. In recruiting news, Tennessee has been hot on the recruiting trail, and they picked up Caleb Herring, a four-star edge rusher from Murfreesboro. He He took to social media to announce he's committed to the Vols. He's the number 8 edge rusher in the class of 2023, number 1 overall recruit from the state of Tennessee. So that is a big get for them. In some SEC hoops news, Texas A&M made a strong run at the end of last year, making it to the SEC tournament final. And now some moving and shaking as Texas A&M guard Aaron Cash has entered the transfer portal. He appeared in 37 games for the Aggies this past season. Over at Mississippi State, Shaquille Moore, he came to state from NC State via the portal. On Tuesday, he announced he has entered the portal, so he's on his way out of Starkville. And then over at Vanderbilt, Scottie Pippen Jr., he has revealed on Monday afternoon that he's officially declaring for the NBA draft and hiring an agent. So Scottie Pippen Jr.'s career at Vandy comes to an end. It was a really good one and a very productive one. So best of luck to Scottie Pippen Jr. as he takes his game to the next level. Very successful career at Vanderbilt. And there you have it. That is the latest news around the conference. Coming up next, N'Kobe Dean, the Georgia linebacker and national champion, is going to join us. That is coming your way next. Look, this is that time of year where I know a lot of you guys have given up on your New Year's resolutions, and you need to start thinking to eat a little bit healthier, and that's where our friends at Built Bar come in. Now look, Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Yes, 100% real chocolate, but they are low in calorie, they're high in protein, and you can replace those candy bars and that junk food that you may be eating in the afternoons with a Built Bar. Low calorie, high in protein. Go to their website, built.com. Many Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams sugar, 4 grams net carbs, 17 grams of protein packed in there. It's great for a post-workout treat, or like I said, if you're just looking for something to snack on in the afternoon, way better for you than some of those candy bars that can be 300 calories and more. Go check them out at their website, built.com, and they got a great offer for you right now. You can use our promo code LOCKED15. That's going to get you 15% off your order. Again, use our promo code LOCKED15. That's going to get you 15% off over at built.com. Start making better decisions and look good in your bathing suit with the summer coming right around the corner. Built.com. Roll along here, and a pleasure now to be joined by this guy. He is former Georgia linebacker, 2021 Butkus Award winner, national champion, Georgia Bulldog. I don't even know if it's sunk in yet for some Georgia fans. It still feels like it was a fairy tale, like a movie, like a dream. N'Kobe Dean joins us now. N'Kobe, what's going on, man? Does it still feel like a dream to you?
It do still kind of feel a little bit surreal. Because ever since we won the Natty, we've been going 100 miles per hour as far as trying to get ready for the draft.
Yeah, I saw you were over at the spring game at the G-Day game this past weekend at Georgia, and I saw you were doing an interview on ESPN2 and showing off the ring and all that. Now, you had the ring in the box. Did you take it out and put it on?
Oh, yeah, I definitely did. I just kind of put it in the box, safe place.
Where does the ring stay, I guess, when you're at home? Do you keep it locked up?
Well, I just got it. So right now it's currently in my spot. Probably going to pass it on to my mama.
Yeah, you got to keep it in a safe spot because that's something that you're going to have the rest of your life. I want to ask you, you know, when you guys had your spring game a year ago, did you guys have that vibe? I mean, did it feel like, hey, this is going to be a special year in 2021?
It was before that, before the spring game. It was during the workouts. Us talking to each other, us knowing what we wanted to do, everybody having that one central goal. That's kind of when we knew that it could be a special team if we just work and stay together.
Like I said, you were at the spring game this past weekend at the G-Day game. I saw you got interviewed. What was it like? For the first time in a long time, you're at a spring game, but you're watching from the sideline. You're not participating. Was that weird?
Yeah, it was definitely weird. Just because usually when I'm in Sanford Stadium, it's the work. It's to put in some type of work. The play ball is on more of a serious level. But I was just there, like enjoying. I was able to just straight up kind of relax and enjoy myself. Smile, talk to fans, talk to some of my former teammates on the sideline, things like that. So it was definitely fun.
They lose a lot of pieces, including yourself, off this team. But, man, still a very talented roster. What do you make of this current team, the 2022 Georgia Bulldogs, and you know, how they're going to look this year?
I think they look great, you know. I know a lot of people trying to talk about them defending the title, and I don't think their mindset is to be defending the title as much as it is them trying to win another one. And I feel like that's their mindset. They got the right mindset going into it.
It is pretty crazy that Stetson decided to come back. Stetson Bennett, I mean, man, he, you know, this fairy tale ending to the season, he could have walked off into the sunset, but I mean, look, it was a spring game, but I almost felt like he got better with all these pieces. You get Eric Gilbert on the offense, all the running backs, all the receivers. I mean, is it crazy to think like the offense could be even better this year?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think they got a chance to be one of the top offenses in college football. I'm a little biased, of course, but definitely the pieces they got on the inside of the ball seems to be endless.
More with the Kobe Dean in just a second, but this episode brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's impossible for your local auto parts chain store to stock all the parts that you need. Why waste time and money going to those kind of places? You could save time and save money when you go to rockauto.com. You can save 30%, 50%, sometimes even 100% on some of the prices on parts that you need. Just go to rockauto.com. They're a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Their price is reliably low for every customer. They got everything you need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet, whatever it is, they have it for you at rockauto.com. Go there right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck, and make sure you're at Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. It's an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. It's rockauto.com. Continuing our conversation with N'Kobe Dean, former Georgia Bulldog. You were always a good tackler, back-to-back seasons with over 70 tackles, but the sack total really went up for you this year, N'Kobe, with 6. You had a couple against Clemson, you had one against Arkansas, big one in the playoff game against Michigan. What was it this year that you really just blew up in the sack total?
It was this. I know our linebacker, Coach Schumann, trying to challenge us in the offseason to become better in every aspect of the game, coverage, tackling, and blitzing, and things like that. So we kind of took it upon ourselves to be able to do those things at an efficient level to for us to be able to open the playbook more. The more the linebackers were able to do, it allowed for the coaches to open the playbook a little bit more and have all the type of plays that they can call.
And I mean, I know normally if you're an interior linebacker, I mean, a lot of times you're dropping into coverage or you're playing the run and all that. But I mean, it opened up another avenue in allowing you to go and rush the passer and kind of do everything?
Definitely. Let me basically present, like, show part of my game that kind of probably wasn't presented my first 2 years at Georgia. You know, because being a linebacker at Georgia, he was able to do everything. They're going to see you blitz. They're going to see you take on big linemen. They're going to see you tackle big people. They're going to see you cover good receivers and running backs and tight ends. So you able to basically show your game off every type of way.
Talking with N'Kobe Dean. N'Kobe, what are you hearing from scouts and that kind of thing about, I guess, you know, obviously you got so many great traits that are going to translate to the next level, but what's the one thing, I guess, that you've heard that maybe you need to work on or get ready for the next level?
I mean, other than the only thing people have talked about is knocking my height, you know, and I can't work on my height. Of course, the only thing I've been doing is just working on every aspect of my game, from coverage, tackle, better feet, better hands, better technique. It's just every aspect of my game, everything is, the details just become that much more important in the NFL.
Yeah, definitely the height. There's nothing you can do about that, but all you can do is go out there and ball and show them what you could do. The NFL draft coming up next week. You got invited, one of the attendees, to be there in Las Vegas, and you're going to have a few of your teammates there as well, Jordan Davis and Devontae Wyatt. I guess that's going to be real cool to have all three of you guys there together.
So yeah, it definitely will, you know, because just being able, just having those, you know, locker room talks about what we wanted to do as a team and what we want, you know, as far as being in the NFL and things, and seeing us, you know, be able to do that together right now, and not just me, Jordan, and Devontae, but Trayvon, Quay, Channing, Lewis, all those guys, being able to see they, one of their goals come true in the next week or so. Just, you know, it's just a proud moment for all of us.
Do you pay attention to any of the mock drafts and any of those things? I mean, look, there's so – it used to be back in the day, like two or three people had a mock draft, but, like, everybody does a mock draft now. I guess part of it, you can't avoid it because it's everywhere, but do you pay attention to any of that stuff and see where guys are slotted to go?
No, not really. I don't pay attention. Of course, I see them because, like you said, it's inevitable with them taking your page and everything all the time, but – as far as just studying to them and thinking about it, I really don't pay no mind.
Yeah, the crazy part is with you, N'Kobe, we mentioned you, Jordan, and Devontae all going to the draft. I mean, the crazy thing is Trayvon Walker should have probably gotten an invite, and then you throw in Darian Kendrick, George Pickens. I mean, you guys could maybe set a record for the most Georgia Bulldogs to go in the first round this year.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if they got invited or not, but I'm pretty sure they did. Some guys just want to keep it at home, you know, keep it a little bit more personable. But, you know, me, when I got the invite, I'm thinking, look, I'm from North Mississippi, from Horn Lake, Mississippi. Nobody from where I'm from got the chance to go to the draft. So I was like, yeah, I had to get up out there.
All right, what's the suit situation? Do we already have one picked out?
It's in fruition, you know.
Okay.
I'm a little late, but it's gonna get done. It's gonna work. Not planning on looking great.
Hey, crazy colors? Or are you gonna go just kind of normal business?
It's gonna be a little pop.
Okay.
Nobody had ever seen me wear before.
I mean, it's Vegas, right? You got to go all out. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna exactly. bright lights and all that, you know.
Exactly.
Talking with N'Kobe Dean. N'Kobe, looking back on your years in Athens, is there one game outside of the playoff games and the national championship, is there one game that you'll always remember? Like, what was your favorite game?
For me, it'll probably be my first game in my first night game in Santa. You know, just when we played Notre Dame my freshman year. I remember everybody always talks about crowds go crazy. You better be able to hear yourself and things like that. You know, it's like everybody always talked about it. But to be able to sit there in the middle of the field and the crowd going crazy because kind of Notre Dame was making a little bit of a run and us being on defense. And that, I remember that second to last play of the game, not being able to even hear myself think because the crowd was so loud. And it was like the first time I was like, dang, it really do get loud in here.
Yeah, no doubt. And I remember that game. That was one of the loudest ones I can remember. And, yeah, I mean, look, it's one of the best atmospheres in all the SEC for a reason at Georgia. Just a quick thought, N'Kobe. This Georgia team is going to open next season against Oregon with your former DC and Dan Lanning now as the head coach there. Is that going to be a little weird, Kirby going up against Coach Lanning in the first game of the year?
Yeah, I mean, of course it might be a little weird. They know each other, you know. We love what Coach Lanning was able to do at Georgia. You know, I was asking for him to be able to take his job as the head coach position. But yeah, it's gonna definitely be a little. I guess it'll be a little weirder for the players, not for the Georgia players who played last year. Not so much me, you know. It's still Go Dawgs.
Yeah. Look, you respect Coach Lanning, but come on, you got to root for the alma mater. You can't root for the for him at a different school. It's just not, you know, it's not how you get down. Last thing for you, N'Kobe. I know the answer to this is always going to be, you know, you want to go to wherever, whoever drafts you is going to be the best fit. But was there a team or two you grew up rooting for in the NFL that maybe you wouldn't mind ending up at? I mean, you mentioned Mississippi, you got the Saints, you got the Falcons. I mean, is there a team you grew up rooting for?
I mean, I know that's the generic answer saying whoever picked me, but it is whoever picked me. But at the same time, I did grow up rooting for the Chiefs. Just, you know, James Harris and Joe Palomalo on that defense.
Okay.
Maybe fall in love with him.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Look, we always like to put good vibes out there in the universe. And so if something, if it happens where you end up there, hey, all the better. But no, look, man, I know you're going to kill it wherever you end up at. And congrats on such an accomplished career. I mean, you go out on top. How many guys could say that? You walk out with a national championship, and now you head on to the next level where I know you're going to do big things. Nakobe, thanks so much for the time, man. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, that's Nakobe Dean there of the former Georgia Bulldog who is heading off to the NFL. And look, he's going to do big things at the next level. He is going to hear his name called in the first round of the draft next week, and excited to see what he's going to do because he's going to be a big-time talent for an NFL team out there, and they're going to be getting a big-time playmaker at linebacker to come in and contribute immediately. And we wish him the best of luck. That is just about going to do it for this edition of Locked On SEC. Again, my thanks to Nakobe Dean for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow for an all-new edition of Locked On SEC. Find us at LockedOnSEC.com. And, of course, thank you guys so much for making us your first listen today. Now you go make your second listen. Check out the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. Speaking of Nakobe Dean, they'll be breaking down all the guys that are going to be hearing their names called in the first round next week. Go check it out. Find it wherever you get your podcast, the Locked On NFL Draft. I'm Chris Gordy. Talk to you guys tomorrow.